Picks: more arrests as Canadian cops sweep through Ottawa with clubs, stun grenades, rifles. By Jack Montgomery on February 20, 2022. The Canadian authorities have made dozens more arrests in the capital city of Ottawa as they move to crush the anti-vaccine mandate freedom convoy. We have arrested 47 people. That brings the total so far to 170, said Steve Bell, the interim chief of police for the city of Ottawa, in his latest press conference on the ongoing operation. As we continue to take back our streets, City of Ottawa crews and other municipal vehicles came into the area to clean up and tow away all of the demonstrators' possessions and vehicles, he bragged. When we deployed our officers this morning, you saw the public order units on the ground sweeping across the downtown core from east to west and moving demonstrators out of the parliamentary precinct. He went on, stating that officers continued to face resistance while doing so and that at one point a flare was ignited by a protester. In response, he confirmed, officers used a chemical irritant, also known as pepper spray, to disperse unlawful demonstrators who were resisting police orders. Pictures from the Canadian Capitol show police in military-style garb and armed with rifles as they move against the Freedom Convoy, supporting other police in more traditional riot gear armed with batons and crude wooden clubs. This is tough work, said Interim Chief Bell, claiming that officers were doing what they've been trained to do and have demonstrated unparalleled discipline, restraint, and the utmost professionalism. I commend them for their actions yesterday and throughout the day today, he declared, heedless of footage showing mounted officers knocking down and appearing to trample an elderly woman with a mobility walker, which went viral on social media prior to his conference. I'm proud of them and all the members of our police service that have contributed to this operation, Bell insisted. This is actually a Canadian effort, Bell said of the anti-convoy operation, explaining that the crackdown was Ottawa-led but supported by law enforcement from across the former British colony. We have officers from across the province and country here to help us. Every person supporting this effort is proud to be here, he declared, suggesting that there is little hesitance among officers about enforcing Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's emergency powers clampdown on protesters. Police have a vital role in our democracy, and this operation shows our institution's commitment and ability to maintain a lawful society, Bell insisted, in remarks likely to raise eyebrows among those who believe the Canadian state's use of emergency powers to disperse a protest sometimes literally at gunpoint is indicative to a slide towards authoritarianism in the COVID era. Ottawa, Ontario, February 19. Police stand guard during a protest organized by truck drivers opposing vaccine mandates on February 19, 2022 in Ottawa, Ontario. Photo by Alex Kent / Getty Images. Members of the press gave the police chief some mild pushback on his claim that his men have acted with restraint, with one asking with respect, "Sir, can you explain what appears to be excessive force by police officers when a protester is arrested? There is multiple videos on social media showing police delivering blows with their knee and their fists while the protesters are down. Is this necessary?" Bell claimed he had not specifically seen the videos you're talking about, despite their having gone viral and Canadians and others from across the globe having flagged them with Ottawa police's highly active social media accounts. Members of the press gave the police chief some mild pushback on his claim that his men have acted with restraint, with one asking with respect, "Sir, can you explain what appears to be excessive force by police officers when a protester is arrested? There is multiple videos on social media showing police delivering blows with their knee and their fists while the protesters are down. Is this necessary?" Bell claimed he had not specifically seen the videos you're talking about, despite their having gone viral and Canadians and others from across the globe having flagged them with Ottawa police's highly active social media accounts. Bell offered little incentive for the remaining members of the Freedom Convoy to go quietly, telling members of the press who asked if he would attempt to take punitive actions against protesters who followed police instructions to abandon their demonstration that they would still be hunted down. "If you were involved in this protest, we will actively look to identify you and follow up with financial sanctions and criminal charges, absolutely," the police chief warned. "This investigation will go on for months to come. It has many, many different streams, both from a federal financial level, from a provincial licensing level, from a criminal code level, from a municipal breach of court order, breach of court injunction level, leaving little doubt that members of the Freedom Convoy will be made an example of regardless of whether or not they departed peacefully. It will be a complicated and time-consuming investigation that will go on for a period of time. You have my commitment that that investigation will continue and we will hold people accountable for taking our streets over, he vowed. Editor's note, an earlier headline for this article alluded to police using tear gas against protesters. While some reports have indicated that tear gas was deployed, the authorities have said that only pepper spray and stun grenades were used. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.